Welcome back to another episode of The Chisa Pod. I'm your host, Khumotso Mokganedi. Today I'm joined by gospel star Kenan Nyathi. The Zimbabwean-born singer is known for his hit songs, Baba Ziveze, Umusa Phezu Musa, and many more. He is also part of the well-known gospel group, Spirit of Praise.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
Kenan, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
We'll just jump into it. Kenan. Talk us through about your musical journey. Ubuya api, kuzukuthi ube this popular namhlanje. What's up?
First of all, I want to greet everybody who's listening to me, and it's a beautiful day for me to be with you, but Khumotso, and I thank God. I'm a Christian, so everything about me is like, I thank God first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so my name is Kenan Nyathi. I think most of the people know me by my popular song, Baba Ziveze. Yeah. And then, of course, on Spirit of Praise, Uwenzele, Ungu Jehovah, you know, and Umusa, Phezu Musa. I mean, everyone have got their favorite songs, mm-hmm. but I've got a lot of few songs. I think coming back to your question about my journey as mm-hmm. as a musician. So I think it's one of those things that would say vele ngizalelwe in a Christian family.
Yeah.
But they are different because, you know, like most of the time everyone will say, you know, I was born in a Christian family and that is. But for me, I think it was quite a bit different. So I'm born by a Christian family. But my family has been apart from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Probably I was saying I grew up by God's grace, mm-hmm. you know, alone, because in Kule, with my uncle, at the side of Lindhaven in the west of Johannesburg. So
yeah.
My parents are from Zimbabwe, so they were in Zim, and I was this side.
Yeah.
So now, look at this. Now, I'm growing up in South Africa. Everything I know is South Africa, you know. I'm not clued up with my blood country.
Yeah.
You know, I only know South Africa, and my parents are that side.
Mm.
So as I'm growing up, you know, I spend most of my time with my uncle, you
okay.
know. Yeah. But as I'm growing up, in Kuleng, I'm this kind of a person. I think even the people in the industry, they know that I always like to be in... most of the time, it's either I'm alone, I do my things alone. It is because of how I was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in Ngolo Muntu or Lala, A1, you know.
You can say introvert.
Introvert, yeah. Yeah, but I wanted to explain it in a scene to food. It was that thing that I grew up because there was no parents. So, mangeti minayami e different is to say, umusa kankulunkulu. Because I was exposed to a lot of things, you
okay.
know. I don't want to lie and say, you know, I've experienced suffering and stuff because my uncle was okay. I mean, at home they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
We were okay,
mm-hmm.
you know. I could do anything.
Yes.
You know, maybe being addicted to, you know, any other things as Blalumto Musha.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but God kept me. Well, I used to love things very soon. You know, I'll play keyboard, I'll do all those things. Okay, music is inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was growing, so my mind has never been on let me work in a company. I was always like business minded, I think,
yeah,
because
yeah.
of taking from my uncle, my parents, whatever I was seeing around. So when I just grew up, I started doing business and not. So I started doing business when I was still very small. The genre of the music has not yet started, right?
No.
Yeah. You know, it has not started.
Mm.
So, you know, when you are still young and growing up, some of the things you don't see them because of the mind is not yet intact. True. To see that then as I'm growing up, especially when I started, I mean, running my business, and God started blessing me at my level, you know. But one thing which now came into my mind is like, but how did I pass all these stages to get here? And I did not become addicted of something or do funny things which young people sometimes will do, you know. Like, Abba's album, they're not fully there. Not because you don't want, not because you have got a problem. No, they love me so much, but they are not here.
You just got used to who you are.
But how did I pass? Like, I will see even my friends by that time, you know, into being shy. When God started blessing me, like, especially in the business, because I was still young, maybe about 20 years or 21. I started driving my own car, bought by myself. I think it was 20, you know, but nice car, you know. And everybody would be like, you know, my young friends, they'd be like, yo, if it was me, you know, I'll do all sorts of stuff, you know. And then I started thinking when I started growing, and then I'm thinking now my mind is working. It's no longer thinking the way I was when I was young, because now I can see that, okay, how did I make it to this level? To the level I'm building up to take you to my music journey.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a story, but it's taking you somewhere. So I started thinking now, it started making sense that, no man, this is God, there's no way. Because it's not like I didn't have some little money to do something weird or to behave somehow. I had all these maybe spaces for me to do that, but it did not happen. Then I realized, no man, this is favor, you know, for me to become what I am now, and nothing really disturbed me along the way, and not because I couldn't do it, just because I was disciplined. And the discipline which I learned from, I don't know, just God was giving me the discipline for me to keep on going.
Yeah.
So when I started realizing that, then now, so music, it was a place of, like,
nizombonga ngani uNkulunkulu,
you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's how my journey started. So it was like a Thanksgiving place, like, ah, let me go and thank God. Mm-hmm. And, okay, it's fine. But, you know, what was amazing me is that before I become a musician, or a professional musician, I can say, so every time in church, you know, a man of God, I was not the best of whatever is happening in church. But every time when I hold the mic and sing, you know these pastors and prophets who visit to church, they always call me, hey, there's something in you. God is going to use you. And it's not making sense because I'm still young.
Yeah.
But when I ran to say, okay, this is now the time for me to just thank you, God. Let me do Thanksgiving. Let me go. So I remember my first attempt from church setup, it was in Rustenburg. So there was an event in Civic Theater in Rustenburg. So there was a show. There were big people, like, I think there was like Rebecca, all the big people. Then I got there. And then so there was a young guy who was playing guitar, a bass guitar. Yeah. His name is called Paul. Then he said, ah, no, I want to put you in, just do one song. Then in that show, there were a lot of dignitaries, like great people inside, because it was a proper show.
Yep.
And I went on the stage. I did a song. I think it was like a vibe song. Hey, people started calling it. We want more. And I was like, you know, I don't have experience at that time, you know. And then that was my first attempt. And then they called me like 2-3 times. Then that guy, I think he was like a mayor or something. Then he called me after the show. He said to me, they didn't pay me. Remember, we invited ourselves. I mean, no one knows me. I'm a small boy. Mm-hmm. And then he called me, say, okay, I want to book you. So he booked me a hotel. Okay, fine. And then he come to me, say, so you didn't get anything from this? And I said, no. Ah, and I'm still small. Then he said to me, okay, I want to give you something for you to start. So he said, I'm going to give you, man, I think it was like about 35,000. He said, I want you to buy a mic and monitors, you know, like in-ear monitors. Yeah. Yes. So he said, I want you to buy that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking, okay, monitors. And he already knows the price. He's like, I want you to buy a show mic and monitors.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, sharp. Then after he had done that, then I'm thinking, but what is happening here? Mm-hmm. And then for sure, because I remember when I'm growing up that guy, you know, who is I'm in order already. Like, I don't have like, so mine is in my straight away. I went to the shop like A1 and I bought my mic and my in-ear. Then I sent him a receipt and I told him, then I'm like, yeah, now you can start doing your stuff. And I'm thinking, I've got these in-ears and stuff, but I don't have a brand yet.
Mm-mm.
Then after that, I said, I know, man, maybe God is doing something. He's talking something. Then I planned a live DVD recording in Soweto Theater. Yeah, bro.
That was when?
It was, I think it was 2016. 15 days, somewhere. I even forgot. Because I know that I released that album probably around 2016. 2017. So I went to Soweto Theater and I booked the venue. You know, okay, fine. I'm well at my level already. You know?
Yeah.
So I went to Soweto Theater, book the theater, you know. I get the good musicians because I had the privilege of being closer to producers who were producing, like, by that time it was Bongani Nkosi producing Spirit of Praise.
Okay.
You know, he was the one who was producing and stuff. So I had the privilege of, like, people referred me, you know, to him.
Mm-mm.
When we organized, okay, I'm going to record in Soweto Theater, hey, what. So, but my advantage, I had this gift, I still have that gift of once off. If you put me on stage, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
So when I go to a church and I'm advertising my event, so when I go to a church and I sing, people buy the ticket. I'm telling you, there's no seat when we went to the theater, which was empty. It was a sold-out show. And nobody knew me by that time. It was just like a young guy. You know, this guy.
Just,
you know,
like the one in Carnival City.
Yes, like the one in Carnival City. So I then, okay, marketed it. No, but I was alone on the poster. I didn't put anybody.
Mm.
Okay, in the later stage, I invited the guys like Abo Omega Kuno, you know, those people are actually like new around. And then the date came and I go in the theater. I did rehearsals. But I'll tell you, my career started from, I'm just going to thank God for what he's doing in my life, how he made me grow up and all these things. But when I get to the theater, I don't have experience of the theater, you know. And I go, oh, okay, they're putting me there. I remember one thing which will make you laugh. So remember, they need to, like, maybe put on the house lights.
Yeah.
Or dim them.
Yes.
So they dim the house lights. So I couldn't say, no, guys, I can't see people. It was dark the whole time when I was singing. But the show is going, but I'm singing, like, I'm singing. So I ended up singing, like, okay, fine, I'm singing to God, you know.
Mm.
It's God alone, so I'm singing to God, so... I mean, I don't need to see anybody. I was not seeing people. I don't even know what people are doing down there because the room, the lights are actually like it's very dark.
Wow, okay.
But they can see me because remember the lights come to me. But also they need to kind of like enhance the lights to the room so that I can see people that, okay, they are dancing now. So I was pushing like that. So I did my first recording and I did a song which is called Umusa Pesgomusa. I think people who are following gospel, you know, nobody doesn't know that song. Say, everybody say grace upon grace. Umusa. That's how where this thing of grace upon grace came from.
Which I'm going to jump into it now.
Yes.
I just want you to tell me what inspired the song, in fact.
So the song was coming from the place of thanksgiving. Look, growing in that manner on your own as a child and getting to that level, there's nothing else than the grace. There is no way you can grow that way. You see, the way I grew up, there is no way. There must be something at the back. There is no way. Especially when I look at it now, when I'm grown up, to say, okay, God, how did God actually, like, take me through this? But there are times, you know,
I would see that, you know, at that time I was able to do that. But the grace kept me intact up until to where I am right now. Mm. I mean, when you are still young, when you are youth, there's no one who have got like proper, like you can't think straight as an old person. There's always some temptation and things which comes and fun and all these things which comes. But how did Ngidlule kanjani? So that was the song. So the song was like, yo, kungomusa phezukomusa. Not only grace, but grace upon grace.
Mm-hmm.
Then that song, it was the beginning of my journey. Boom, the song became big. And the song is becoming big. I don't even have experience. And the song is going ahead of me. You know, people don't know me, but they know
the song.
And my execution is out of no experience. You know, like I'm singing at a song. The grace is working, you know, in me. People are hearing what I'm saying. But, you know, myself, I'm not yet at the level of the professionalism that I can execute the song the way it has got to be executed.
Mm-hmm.
So my journey started there. And then from there, after doing that album, I did the next album. It was another level of grace upon grace. Then the first one is Judah Praise Experience live in Soweto Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second one I did in Lyric Theatre. Packed also. Yeah. Lyric Theatre was like full. I was alone again. It was packed. Then the title of the album is Another Level of Grace Upon Grace. So I took it from Umusa Pesuko Musa.
Yeah.
Then now this is another level of grace upon grace. And indeed, then boom, there was Baba Ziveze. Baba Ziveze became huge. I'm telling you, Baba Ziveze is the song which became Song of the Year for 2020, the Crown Gospel Awards. It was the Song of the Year.
2020?
Yeah, yeah. Then 2020. When was the corona thing?
2020.
The corona.
2020.
Yes, we did it at that time.
Okay.
And I was nominated with Kelly Kumalo, Vusinova, Tumem Kokstad. It was with Hatebe. Then it was Slengwe Mhlaba. It was Tswana Gospel Choir. This was a hectic one. Like, great people. And the song came in, like Baba Ziveze. So Baba Ziveze came during the time of COVID. And it just became a hit inside there. And everybody singing Baba Ziveze. And things were happening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People were losing relatives, everybody, jobs and things were not going on right.
Divorce.
Yes.
Repossess.
Yeah, a lot of things happened. And people now started singing Baba Ziveze. I remember my song when it was climbing together with Uzwiqi Nimpilo Yami, Busi Hate.
Okay.
So those songs were the songs.
Oh, Uzwiqi Nimpilo
Yami. Yeah, yeah, yes, song, yes. Yeah. So that's when it was actually like climbing. It was climbing this side. Baba Ziveze were like friends with that song.
Mm.
And then from there, after Baba Ziveze, and then now, it took me to Spirit of Praise. Baba Ziveze took me to Spirit of Praise. They called me.
So how did you get to Spirit of Praise?
Remember, Spirit of Praise is mostly established musicians. That's why it takes...
Can I compare it to Joyous Celebration?
It's a different... Okay, fine. We're doing almost the same music, same vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is different because Joyous comes like nature, like
talent.
Mm. Then Spirit of Praise, they discover what is happening now. Like if I've got a big song, if I'm...
Because I saw it, I think I end up in Tanzi.
Yeah, Danzi is in there. Okay. Dumim Kokstad is in there.
Mm.
Matima is in there.
Matima from Idols?
Yes.
Okay.
Matima is in there. Bishop Benjamin Tube. Who else? Omega Kuno. Takindo. And a lot of the people are doing well. So what they do, they will check. Okay, fine. Okay. Who do we want now? Always doing well. So apparently how I got in it is because Baba Ziveze was a hit song by that time.
Okay.
So Baba Ziveze's song took me to Spirit of Praise. And that's how I got to Spirit of Praise. Got to Spirit of Praise, I did Ungu Jehovah Ikamalako. That was the first song I did.
Mm.
And then it was the first song to be released on Volume 8.
Okay.
It was the first hit song on Volume 8. And then I did another song called Ngizizwa Ngiphelele. That was Volume 8. Then I go to Volume 9.
where I did Ntolum Hlobo and some EastEnders song called Ngena Nathi. I think KZN, they know it is like famous song, you know. And then I went on to SOP 10. That's where I did the song called Uwenzile. So Uwenzile, it was a personal song which was talking about he did it. Because Uwenzile is like, he did it. So he did it. Like what I have been, how I came up, everything which happened, God did it. So it was like, and also it became one of the songs. So every year of my time in Spirit of Praise, my song has been the first three single. Mm. Like first one, it was a first single. Second one, I think it was a second single. Then this one, Uwenzile, was the third single because Dumi Mkok started to see Pillar. And Matima Hoshiaruna, it was the first two. Then Uwenzile was the third one. Then I was in Spirit of Praise, and then from there, obviously, I mean, the brand is keeping on growing. Then I started, going the US, going like international, like they started booking me because my vibe also touches like. Africa,
mm-hmm.
Africa vibe, I can touch international as well, so then it started. Recently I've been doing a lot of international stuff. I'm always like outside because of, His grace. Now, my journey, all these things, they happened not because I went in the gospel to hustle. You see? I went in the gospel to say, let me go and do Thanksgiving. You see how God can, how God operates. God, when you are hungry for it, sometimes he will stop. But when you do it like with the heart, then he activates.
It's like an announcement.
Yes. Mm. So God, I think God just wants to announce himself. He doesn't want you to announce yourself. You always wait the right times, and God always make plans, like you'll make me meet with good people, you make me meet all the time, if I see a call, and that call I just want to take this call. God is just connecting me with proper people, always. Like, you will make a plan of connecting with proper people because he knows that when I got in here, this is my altar to say thank you for what you have done. It's not a place of saying, let me go and make money. I know people are gifted.
To gospel to hustle.
Yes, then it can work because sometimes you come in there, you have got a gift, you are hustling, but God is a God of time, It's not like when you think that now I'll make it, then already you make it. No, he doesn't operate like that. Mm. That's why people end up giving up because at the end of the day, God does not, because we are many. Today is my time. Tomorrow is your time, put Khomotso. So we can't, you can't give us the time at the same time. So he's giving time at a different times, different people. So he taught me that, these things, you don't force it. You just do it. And when you do it with the heart, the love of God, not with the hunger of fame, with the hunger of, let me do it now. It doesn't happen, you see, because this is gospel. So I'm not denying that gospel and secular. Gospel and secular is different because gospel, secular, sometimes you can go in and say, I want to make it and make it.
Mm-mm.
Because it's purely probably entertainment. You need to entertain people. But gospel is different. It's like a spiritual kind of vibe, So spiritual kind of things, they need to, because spiritual things, it's not your decision always. It is God's decision, you see. Because now I can wake up and say, okay, I want to do secular. I can push with my energy and my power because there's no too much intervention of spirituality, So I can push and do something and then it trends just like that and all that. But in the gospel, what I've learned is that God is a God of time and God of order. So you will put you at your corner and you are singing, you are pushing, you are doing everything. Nothing is happening. But just when you just say, now let me just do, okay, God, take you. Then God comes in. Then all of a sudden, boom,
you are there up. So my journey has been so amazing in that way that it's been God. Like, there's nothing, you know, I can't even say, no, hey, I wanted to make it in the gospel. You know, sometimes, even now, sometimes I forget that, oh, it's me, you know, because it never went into my mind. It was always like, ah, let me go and thank God. So even when we go on the stage, if you check on Spirit of Praise and what,
yeah,
you know, I go all like, I use a lot of energy. And people do not understand what it is. It is because, for me, it is like, yo, if it was not of God, I couldn't have been blessed. Because everything I touch is blessed.
Then I just want to find out, Easter is around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to find out, how do you prepare for such a weekend?
Yeah, like I said, so everything with me, which have got to do with God, Jesus Christ, I listen a lot, like especially spiritually, I have got to listen to say, okay, what is God saying now? I just don't have got to do things according to the way I am thinking. That is how I have actually like taught myself. So the Easter, it plays a very big role, because I believe in Jesus, that he died and rose again, and my sins were forgiven through that. And his blood cleansed me through that. So it's through the Easter. So when I'm going there, it's not only about celebrating. It's actually like to remember the good work Jesus has done, or God has done through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, so always it is a time where my mind focuses so much. Even if I'm being invited, it focuses so much that by his blood, I am what I am.
Yeah.
His resurrection, his death and resurrection. So that sacrifice, it is what I am today. So for me, when I'm going for the Easter's, I dedicate everything into that spirit of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Then recently you made reports about a promoter in Limpopo who said you owe him money because you're supposed to come for a gig. Just want to find out, how does the booking process work for you?
So it's very standard, especially in South Africa. It's very standard. You know, bookings differ. Sometimes you've got booking from people who are close to me, like you, Khomotso. When you come to book me, it's a different thing. Sometimes you come through straight to me because you know me, you've got my number. You'll say, "I, Bukenin, let's do this," you know. So, but most of my booking go through my PA. My PA is called Popira Mohan.
Yeah.
So she's always doing my bookings, you know. So everything which happens in the booking, everything which happens in it have got terms and conditions. It have got rules which are actually standard, and I think every artist is using. And even the prices, it's actually like standard. Like, you see, like my artist of my level, like your Dumi, your Ayanda, your everybody. It's almost standard. The price, you find that it's almost in the same, and the rules are actually like almost the same, you know. So coming back to the promoter who booked me, so he booked me in the terms of, I want to negotiate, you're a brother, you know. And then I said, being me, you know, with me, like I was explaining already, that it's not really about money. It's about God blessed me.
Yes.
So let me come and thank him. So when you approach me, I've got a standard rate. Actually, when God blesses you, you know, there's something he's saying. He's saying, okay, I'm blessing you so you can use this blessing. You know, so I use that blessing that he has blessed me and lift me up and put me to a level where he wanted to put me and where he's still going to put me. So this guy booked me as a brother, you know, to say, yeah, no, I don't have money. I've got a 30, 5,000 or something. It's long back. I even like end up forgetting. So when he's booking me, he's relying on sponsorship.
All right.
Yeah, he's relying on sponsorship. And then when he's relying on the sponsorship, now he's booking me in 2024. But probably pay me in 2025. So the payments are happening gradually, you know. And he's changing dates. You know, he's keeping on changing dates. Like, you know, to no, we are going to do it. If not three times, it's four times. He changed the dates.
Changing the date.
Yes. Mm. With charts. You know, because every time, I always make sure that when I feel that I'm dealing with someone who is controversial, it's easy to say that. When I deal with someone who I feel like is controversial, so I go, I chat instead of calls because I won't have record of what happened.
Yeah.
You know, so I start chatting. So I become difficult on the phone. I start chatting because I can see already that, this person paid me 5,000. Then he come and pay 10,000. And then he come and pay 5,000. This person, this kind of a person can come back and say, give me back my money, give me back my money, you know. So it was just that case that someone booked me and keep on changing dates.
So, yeah,
and I'm not changing the fee, remember.
Yeah.
I'm not changing the fee. I'm keeping on agreeing to say, no, all right, it's fine. We'll do it on the 9th, on the 4th. He started by the 4th. Then he went to the 9th of November, 2024. Then he went to the 28th of March. Then he went to the 29th of March. And I'm changing. Remember, his changes are happening closer to the day. Or maybe almost a day. Then I'm closing. All those days I'm closing. Because God has blessed me with I think I'm one of the artists who are booked in the gospel. I think even you check around. I'm one of the people who are booked. Like Abu Omega, Abu Ayanda, Abu Dumi. We are the most. Abu Lebus Kobela. If you go and say the top 10 artists who are booked in this country, my name is going to be there probably number 5 or 7 because we are always like having the booking. But now, like I said, God blessed me with this and blessed me with other things. So I make sure that if you come to me and say, please help me with this, I will help you. But the man kept on changing. I try to say, no, I arrange my BVs. Guys, on this particular day, because remember, I go with the team.
Yeah.
He doesn't provide a band. He doesn't provide anything I must go and do with the backtrack and all that. When I'm arranging my stuff, he change again the date. And I'm not changing the price. No, I'm not worried. I'm not changing the price. When he change the date, he'll come to me and harass me very bad. Post my event now. I'm like, I'm not sure if I post this event is going to happen. Because I've got people. You don't have followers.
So
got people.
You've been posting the event.
Three different days. I post this one. It comes another poster. I post that one. It comes another poster. But I'm not changing. I sent him an invoice. So the invoice, he's paid the deposit.
Yeah.
He paid a deposit of 2024. The 9th or something.
Yeah.
For the other year. So the invoice he's having is for the other year. So in South Africa, I don't know other countries, in South Africa, the musician, especially the musician who are strictly like doing music and living on it, you can't do that even once. You cancel, it's forfeited, he leaves.
Okay.
Yes. You cancel, it's written on the invoice.
Even postponement.
Yeah, if you postpone, if I don't want. In case of, because postponement is like you are changing, so you need to come back to another terms.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to have another terms. You can't be postponing from 2025 and go to 2028 and you will be saying you paid me. You are just blocking me. So he kept on. So now, where we got stuck, then he paid small he's paying. Then he paid. Then when he got to the time of the other show, now the actual date now is coming out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. It's fine. So you need to just put petrol of 5,000. Then he said he's going to put 5,000 petrol. I said, okay, fine. 1 week is coming. Because before 1 week, I need to prepare my people.
Yeah.
1 week is passing. Hey, bro, where is... No, post the event. I'll pay you. You know, I'll pay you after the event. The problem started there. When you say you pay me after the event, according to South African artists, I'm not going to take that because you won't pay. It is clear that you won't pay.
Because you talk about it,
yes,
and
then
I promote sound, it's a problem.
Yes. So next paying next week is not happening. So I said to him, paying next week is not happening. I'll give you up until probably Thursday towards the show. I don't do that, but because I understand, if you pay, instead of paying, you see, you booked somebody. You can't send a letter of demand before the date of the event comes. I am saying to you, pay me.
Well, you were expecting imali.
Yeah, I'm expecting the balance, which we agreed.
Then
he said, you are demanding this money because now he doesn't have it anymore. But now the approach is not approaching this thing no, bro, please, I don't have money, please. You know, I'm empty. Please, I'm asking. He's still arrogant. Like, no, I'm going to put you at this time of the hour and stuff. I'm like, okay, it's fine. You give me the time. Okay, pay me the balance. I'm going to come. But if you don't pay, I'm not going to come. After that, I was contacted by a lawyer. And a lawyer is calling me, hey, bro, let's fix this thing. You need to pay back. This guy said he's angry. I said, no, you can't be angry. This is business. And already I felt for him. Mm-mm. You can't be angry. Then he said, no, I'm actually like, he blocked the line. I mean, you blocked the line.
You can't communicate.
So we can't communicate now. You see, then you are owing me. You need to give me money.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I sent also the messages for proof. So that next time, if anything happens, I sent the message. I am here as an artist. This guy booked me. He's not completing the payment. And actually, I felt for him as a person who understands. For me to get to a number 3 or 4 of the postponement.
You.
So this guy, if he pays me till Thursday, I'm going to come. But if he doesn't pay till Thursday, I'm going to post that I'm not coming on Friday because the show is Saturday. This guy actually didn't have like fans. Yeah, I could feel because throughout he kept on struggling to pay even... You kept on waiting for...
Because you can't say you're waiting for sponsors, but you pay bits and bits.
In bits and bits and bits. Mm-hmm. You know, so I posted on my socials. I tagged the sponsor and I told them that this is what happened and this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to come to the event. And it was the first time for me not to go to an event. Even if the event is in the UK, even if the people doesn't have money, you know why? It is because those people, they will tell me, bruh, please, we don't have money. We are exhausted. I mean, like I told you, I'm not in here for let me make a living. So my loss, I don't have a loss. I go to God and say, my business, God, I mustn't have a loss because I must have a loss in here when I help people to go and minister to them and heal people. This guy is being arrogant, is being threatening and stuff. Then I said, okay, it's fine. If you're doing that, I'm posting. Then I posted. I didn't go to the event. And having all the facts on the ground to say, look, I'm not coming because you didn't pay me. And this is what we agreed. Because at the end of the day, the price which I charged him is not the price I charged. If he went to my peer, they were going to charge him 80,000 without the band. They were going to charge him even, 80,000 without the band.
Yeah.
Or 60,000 without the band. Lowest he could go.
Then... Kenan, lastly, I just want to find out any upcoming gigs that you'll be performing during the Easter.
You say the Easter, you know, you can't even explain the gigs because it's a lot. Because Easter's, it's always like church.
Okay.
I'll be in Leidenberg, I'll be in Cape Town, I'll be in Zimbabwe. It's a lot of things happening. I'll be in Pretoria and Durban. So for those 4 days, there's a lot of things happening. So, like, especially for the Easters, we become very busy.
Okay.
Yeah, we become very busy. We move around a lot. So I've got probably like maybe about 6 bookings. So in a day I can do like 3 or 4.
Then the other one, because it's outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then other one, different provinces like Durban. Durban and Cape Town, I can do it in a day.
Yeah.
Do Durban in the morning, do Cape Town in the evening, on the afternoon. So I can do that. So it's a lot of things which are happening. But now, Spirit of Praise is happening in Cape Town on Saturday. This coming Saturday, anyway.
Yeah.
And then my recording. So my birthday is 15th September, you know. So on the 14th, it's Sunday. So I'm going to do my live DVD recording.
Wow. So
yeah, just like as a vibe.
So you'll be releasing a DVD later this year?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So I'm going to do my recording. And so everything, we are working on it. And soon, then we'll be able to announce and say, okay, this is what is happening. This is what we're going to do with the tickets and the venue and all that. Because with me, people, they always like expect I'm going to also fly. Like you saw the event we did in Carnival City. Yeah. They had, we had hydraulics, lifts, and it was a huge...
Oh, they think you're going to fly like Ayanda and Dance.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
So they, because, you know, sometimes people, they'll be knowing that, which, okay, these are people of, they do excellent stages. So they'll be knowing. So even myself, I'll be having the pressure to say, no, I need to give people what they expect. And number two, people expect new songs because I don't sing covers. Mm. I always write songs, new songs, and do new songs. So probably that is what is actually coming. Spirit of Praise is recording 28 June in Sun Bet Arena in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Spirit of Praise Volume 11.
Mm-mm.
So probably I'll be doing two songs also there. And yeah, the rest is a lot of things which have got to be followed on my Facebook, Instagram, I mean on socials, because I post this sometimes. Mm. I'll be having like now, like I'll be having like maybe 50 posters which have got to be posted. Oh, so okay. So there's a lot of events which I can't say no, I'm going to this one now, tomorrow, you know, because it becomes very unfair.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
you post another pasta and you don't post another one. And so it becomes like, okay, I've got a lot of events. I post them according to the days.
Mm-hmm.
When the days are coming closer, then I'm posting them, yeah.
Okay. And nice having you, Kenan. So we'll talk. Maybe when you say you're going to launch your DVD, then we can come through as well.
Ah, no, thank you so much. And to everybody who's been listening, thank you so much. I appreciate and keep on supporting, keep on loving, keep on streaming our music because it heals. So thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of Chisapod. Thank you to Kenan for joining us. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Iona FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. Thank you for listening. I have been your host, Homozo Mkhanedi. Until next time, goodbye for now.